Ogden Ranji.
Okay. Well, my closing statement is more a response to something that Doug said that I want to push back on, which is that, you know, the equivalency between nuclear disarmament and space issues about space security aren't the same. And I think they're closer than you might say. Sure, nuclear weapons can annihilate humanity and the Earth. That's something that my organization takes very seriously and works on and deserves our full attention. But I think the possible outcome of, you know, direct combat and warfare in space is also significant. In some regards, we might be talking about, you know, decapacitating one satellite system. And yet, if things get out of control, we can be talking about ruining the entire space environment. And I think that potential is real, and it shouldn't be ignored. And that would be a loss not for any one military, but for all of humanity. And the services that are up there are more than just military. I think outer space is critical for pretty much every element of global security. We rely on it for military security, obviously. We rely on it for our socioeconomic services. We rely on it for our humanitarian operations. If you try to think about a day without space, it's not a good day, let alone many days without space. And so I do think that we need to take that seriously, and I do think that does open up some parallels to consider arms control measures as we do with nuclear. And the risk of nuclear entanglement is there. These are both strategic areas of operations. You know, command and control systems with our nuclear systems are based in space. And so I'm going to push back a little bit and just remind everybody that the stakes are fairly high. And that's why we want to focus on the secure, sustainable, and safe access and use of space for everybody. And I'll leave with that.